On November 2, 1755, Empress Maria Theresa of Austria, aged 38, gave birth to her 15th child and 8th daughter. It was a busy day for the Empress, and bringing another child into the world was only one of the items on her agenda. During the lulls between contractions, she was signing documents and attending to affairs of state. The Empress had always been lucky in childbed. She delivered 16 children in total, 13 of which survived infancy, without suffering any undue injuries from the births. Infant and mother mortality rates in her own family were thus far lower than those of 18th century Europe in general. But even with so many successful births behind her, a mother's survival was never a sure bet, and perhaps that is why she continued to work from bed, undeterred by pain or discomfort. Maria Theresa was a ruling empress, not a consort, and she had come to her throne after a long and bitterly fought war to secure her succession. A devoted mother to her growing brood of children, she nonetheless claimed that her first children were her subjects. It would not do to leave her affairs of state in disarray, merely because she had the misfortune to succumb to the same fate as any common woman laboring in a peasant's croft. She was rather like Isabella of Castile, who also had to schedule the births of her children around more important matters. Isabella gave birth to her most famous daughter, Catherine of Aragon, during the midst of a battle against the Moors, descending from horseback, only long enough for the delivery to take place, before mounting the saddle once again. Empresses in the old days held themselves to high standards. Much like women today, they were painfully conscious that any failures in their leadership would be attributed to the inherent weakness of their sex. This was particularly true of Maria Theresa, whose succession had been so bitterly contested. A sovereign queen or empress could afford even less than her male counterparts to be seen as weak. The fate of their nation rested on shoulders that were popularly considered to be too frail to bear anything heavier than the weight of an infant. When the birth finally occurred around 8 o'clock in the evening, the Empress was pleased to have brought a small but completely healthy Archduchess into the world. But she took only a few minutes' rest before returning to her other shores. Maria Theresa's children were archdukes and archduchesses because, as sovereign of Austria, she herself was titled an archduchess. Her more elevated title of empress derived from her position as head of the crumbling Holy Roman Empire. It was the baby's father, Emperor Francis Stephen, who announced that his wife had been safely delivered of a daughter to the anxious courtiers who were gathered in the room next door to the birthing chamber. Once upon a time, the highest-ranking courtiers would have had the right to be present in the room as the birth was taking place. But that custom had been done away with in Austria. In France, however, where Maria Theresa's newest offspring would one day give birth to her own children, the custom was still practiced. After the baby had been duly admired by her mother's subjects, she was promptly handed over to the care of a wet nurse. Noble ladies of the time scarcely ever nursed their own children, as this was thought to ruin the shape of a woman's breasts. The baby was baptized the very next day, November 3rd, as Maria Antonio Josepha Joanna. For 4 generations, the Habsburgs had named all of their daughters Maria to symbolize the family's special veneration of the Virgin Mary.